There are now roughly 100 days before the Iowa caucuses, and the pace of the Democratic presidential race is picking up. In the past few weeks, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has been rising in the polls, while Senator Bernie Sanders has lost some ground. Because Sanders and Warren share a progressive position on many key issues, the two candidates are now beginning to highlight their differences. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
During his 2016 presidential campaign, Senator Bernie Sanders was the only candidate in the race promoting a progressive agenda. But things are very different this year because Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren poses serious competition for the primary voters who share these beliefs. Former NPR political director Ken Rudin is now the editor of the podcast Political Junkie.
I think that's what Bernie Sanders has to be very aware of. The fact is, his lane of the Democratic Party is no longer just Bernie Sanders. The fact that she has risen and he has probably remained stationary, if not lost a point or two, I think is significant.
What are some of the key differences between Sanders and Warren? Jeff Weaver is a senior advisor on the Sanders campaign. He says Sanders is committed to leading, quote, a political revolution in this country, while he says Warren wants to merely fix the current political system.
Bernie Sanders is really about fundamentally changing the power relations in this country. It's not just about a few more regulations on some corporations. It's about fundamentally changing power relations so that we no longer have large corporations and the 1% running the country.
Middlebury College political science professor Matt Dickinson says the candidates themselves are starting to distinguish their differences by using a framework of, quote, socialism and capitalism.
Warren, on the other hand, is being much more cautious. And you've seen the two of them differ on word choice in recent weeks where, for instance, Warren defending the capitalist system, saying she's a full-blooded capitalist, whereas Sanders using that as a point of distinction between the two of them.
Campaign advisor Weaver says Sanders will also highlight the fact that he has fought for a progressive agenda his entire adult life.
He fears no one, and he doesn't back down. So, you know, one of the things I think people can know about Bernie Sanders is when he becomes president, he'll fight for them because he always has.
Podcast editor Ken Rudin says another key difference between Sanders and Warren is that Sanders has a tenuous link to the Democratic Party. Rudin thinks this could become a key issue in the coming weeks.
When all is said and done, Elizabeth Warren is still a member of the Democratic Party. Bernie Sanders is not. We know his history running as an independent and being elected as an independent. And so he is talking about a socialist revolution.
Last weekend, Sanders landed a key endorsement. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in her first term in Congress, has become a leading voice in the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Ocasio-Cortez supported Sanders in 2016, and last Saturday she threw her support to him at a huge rally in New York City. Matt Dickinson of Middlebury College thinks this endorsement sends a strong message to progressive voters all across the country.
I mean, to have these people who have these huge social media following throw their support behind Bernie reflects a decision by the very progressive wing of the progressive wing that they view Bernie as a more legitimate standard bearer. On the other hand, it's not clear how widespread Ocasio-Cortez or the squad's support is within the party more broadly.
UVM political science professor Ellen Anderson thinks that this development could also benefit Warren. Anderson says Warren can use her failure to win the Ocasio-Cortez endorsement as a way to appeal to more moderate voters.
If she decides it makes sense to tack back towards the center, there's a way that she could play this to say, well, look, you know, I'm really progressive, but I'm not all the way out there.
Podcast editor Ken Rudin says there are also strong personality differences between Sanders and Warren. Rudin describes Warren as, quote, a happy warrior who spends hours taking selfies with her supporters. Rudin contrasts this approach with Sanders, who he says often uses an impatient and sometimes angry demeanor at his rallies. The next Democratic debate is scheduled in a month. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.